The new Alec Pierce information this week came in a phrase and a signing. The phrase was Shane Steichen's. Pierce is in a good spot in his recovery from off-season ankle surgery, with the team optimistic, per JJ Stankovic at the Colts website on Wednesday. The signing was Keenan Allen, the 34-year-old receiver Indianapolis added the same day, and Stankovic's framing was explicit that the move was about personnel flexibility, letting the offense play two tight end and three receiver groupings with equal conviction, not a response to Pierce's rehab. Take the team at its word while marking the simple fact underneath. The receiver room added a veteran while Pierce watched. What did not happen is the part last week said to grade. Pierce did not come off the physically unable to perform list, and he took no part in the Atlanta joint practices on Wednesday and Thursday. The June Red said the football skill was real and repeatable, two straight seasons leading the league in yards per catch, and that the ankle was the swing factor, with a camp return the working expectation. Camp is now over. The Colts wrapped it Thursday. The good vibes quotes have stayed consistent from Chris Ballard's no setback assurance through Steichen's good spot, and nothing in the reporting suggests a problem. But the assumed camp return did not happen, and every practice-free week pushes the full version of Pierce further from the season's front edge. Next week is the decisive one for his roster status. Rosters cut to 53 on Sunday, and what Indianapolis does with Pierce's physically unable to perform designation at the deadline is the first hard fact his rehab will produce. Watch that, and any first on-field activity before the Saturday finale against Detroit. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.